prayer. I mean, the world is pretty scary these days. We have to admit it. I mean, I know some, they just prefer to close their eyes. What can we do anyway? Better just pretend it doesn't exist. Hope for the best. Yeah, I mean, there's hope for the best, plan for the worst. So we need to... And just as the famous Swedish sailor Sven Yrvin said, when there are storm clouds coming, I prepare myself. And if the storm comes, I'm okay. If it doesn't, then so much better. So anyway, but really, it's also about how shall we handle it. We can't change the world just like that, okay? We can try. And I would say that it's in every citizen's responsibility in a democratic state, especially, to try to contribute to making the country and the world a bit better, especially if there are obvious problems and disturbances and so on. The leaders are doing stupid things and vote for other leaders. If they want war and killing rather than cooperation, then elect other leaders. So why am I talking about this? Anyway, here we are. Maybe we don't even know what leaders to elect, because they're all pretty much the same. And we are, well, I am all Krishna devotee, bhakti, yogis. So then sometimes we might just scratch our heads and pull our sikhas and saris. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle all of this? And I would say that you're probably doing pretty well. I mean, at least that's the way I get through things and have gotten through things for 70 years. I mean, when I grew up, when I was young, there was the Vietnam War and destruction of the environment. And now we've got other wars, and I mean, it's pretty much the same. I could even expect that the youth growing up today will be a bit like we were in the 70s. Which included, it included, hey, you should be, make yourself aware here of what's going on in the world and not just sit there and dream with your hash pipe in your mouth. Well, that's how it used to be back then. Take the pipe out of your mouth, and of course they were still drinking their red wine, but which got them. But, let's go back and do it right, we used to sometimes say. for the leaders of the Krishna movement, who had been old hippies. But yeah, how to handle it when you're surrounded with fearful situation, insecure situation, a world that can go anywhere, and controlled by a bunch of humans. Who are, quite a few of them at least, greedy psychopaths, basically. We should try a clinical profile. I don't know. But that's where we are. And they have like 10, 11, 12,000 very powerful bombs called nuclear bombs, which they say can basically eradicate the civilization on this planet. Yes. That's what they say, and very highly ranked scientific experts. If they blow them all off, then we will have a nuclear winter, and it's going to be cold as ice age up here, I guess. And no sun for how many years, I don't remember. So that's the weird thing, you know, that we people seem not to be able to see. At the push of a few buttons, that can happen. It actually can. At least that's what they say. Then we can just hope that the higher powers that are above these little human ants will take mercy on us and don't decide to just one day solve the problem by just removing the anthill that has gone sour. But here we are, and we are devotees of Krishna. Some of us are servants of the Sankirtan mission, had that spirit in the heart there. Well, first of all, I'll say, do not fear, because the nice thing here is for the devotees. And even if the world is pretty crazy out there. Now, even if when you grow old, for instance, you start getting sick, or of course you try to avoid that, but you see the body dwindling gradually, which it starts doing fairly early, actually. And all of those things that we can see around us that and feel. That can and does make people feel sometimes disturbed or afraid or depressed. For a devotee, for someone who has just, I would say, realized that I am not this body. I'm an eternal soul, Satchitananda, Atma. that goes a long way. I mean, it's a bit like waking up in a dream, lucid dreaming. It might be a nightmare, but you are not anymore so touched by it or affected by it, because you realize it's just a dream. Now, that's the blessing for those who take up this yoga path, and especially the devotees of God, those who follow the Bhagavad Gita. They trust that, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I will provide what you have and provide what you need and preserve what you have, and don't worry, I'll take care of you. And the devotee thinks then, yeah, of course. And if this body is all of a sudden evaporated in some nuclear fireball, well, spectacular ending to that life. At least it went quick and got that over with. Life on Earth. Oof. Do I ever want to go back there again? Well, you've got to convince me. And that's how devotees look at it. I mean, real devotees, and we should try just to be that now. And I would say, now I'm talking about the general nature here, right? I mean, we, just as we grow older, and I'm there now. It's something, you know, when I'm 70 this year, and there's something you realize, if not before, then at least at that time. I think that goes for many of us, if not all. That yes, the exit door is out there, and yes, this body, which up to now, fortunately for me, has been practically the same as it's been all the time, it starts now to show signs of closing down gradually, breaking a little here and a little there, and it's not going to be less. But the thing is, when you accept that, from now on, any year, this body is just extra bonus. But also, it's easy to say, but if you are suffering and lonely or whatever you might find yourself in old age, then this is, I just spoke to a friend of mine yesterday about this, who's older than me, 80. But isn't it so that there's a blessing in old age, that when you realize more and more that you're helpless, that you then you just need to surrender more to Krishna, and then Krishna takes care. So that's the nice thing for the devotee. And so that's how things are, right? We have the seasons, we have the lives, which are like seasons. And then yes, we have the seasons of civilizations coming, building up, dwindling, crashing, and we have golden years and years of depression. And well, it seems that where we are today in the world might be pretty similar to the 30s. It can go any direction. So I would say well working organic farm communities are worth it today. Very good to do. Okay. In other words, be happy, stay happy in Krishna consciousness. Sit there sometimes in front of your altar or the altar of your heart. Look at God, think of God, and then realize that now I'm in reality. All that going on out there in the Bahiranga Shakti. Well, it comes and goes. Okay, thanks. Hare Krishna.